بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered by Imam Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with a large number of women from across the country. The meeting was held in the Imam Khomeini Husseiniya on December 27, 2023, a week before the birth anniversary of Lady Fatima al-Zahra, peace be upon her. This day is celebrated as Women's Day in Iran. In one word, I would like to summarize the outcome and basis of Western civilization's policy and outlook with regard to the very important, vital issue of women. Their outlook can be summarized in the two factors of seeking profit and seeking pleasure, and each has its own definition. I have previously discussed this idea of seeking profit, and time does not permit me to elaborate on this now. So that is the West's behavior with regard to the issue of woman. Islam's outlook is the exact opposite of the Western outlook. It is based on logic and reasoning, and explicit, clear statements have been made in this regard. Let me tell you this. The issue of woman is one of the strong areas of Islam. Some shouldn't imagine that we must just sit around and answer for women's issues. No, Islam has a strong logic and rational for all matters relating to woman. Whether in areas where it negates the idea that something is related to gender, or in areas where it highlights that something depends on gender, there is logic in all these matters. In some cases, Islam completely disregards a person's gender. That is, the discussion is not about males and females. It is about honoring human beings. We have honored the children of Adam. Quran, chapter 17, verse 70.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Gender does not matter in this case. Human values are the same for men and women. Gender is not an issue at all when talking about the value of a woman compared to a man. But the faithful men and women are comrades of one another. They bid what is right and forbid what is wrong. Quran, chapter 9, verse 71. Or consider, indeed, the Muslim men and the Muslim woman, the faithful men and the faithful woman, the obedient men and the obedient woman. Quran, chapter 33, verse 35. Until the end of the verse in Surah Al-Ahzab, all of these people, both men and women, are equal before the Almighty God in terms of their levels of spiritual ascension. So neither is a man favored over a woman, nor is a woman favored over a man. Both genders have been placed on this path with similar capacities. It depends on their effort. There are women whom no man can match. Therefore, gender is not an issue.
Allah, I wanna thank you. I wanna thank you for all the things that you've done.